There are many questions, and some questions are identical to others.
我们有收到很多的问题，那有些问题都是类似的。
So we are going to skip, you know, some of the questions.
所以我们会跳过一些问题。
So if your questions are not answered, yeah, please pardon us.
所以如果你的问题没有回答的话，请原谅我们。
Now the next questions.
下一个问题。
This is quite a long one.
这是一个很长的问题。
When we grew up in the church or came to believe after we were matured, we all received the Holy Spirit.
我们在教会长大，那我们也都相信，也得到圣灵。
Why then is there such a discrepancy in understanding of the truth of salvation and keeping commandments between the members?
那为什么会大家有这种不一样的这个旗舰，来有关这个？ 得救的真理跟遵守神的诫命。
Didn't we all receive the same Spirit?
难道我们不是都得到一样的圣灵吗？
The example given here is believing that true Jesus Church is the only true church versus not believing that TJC is the only true church.
举例来说，第一个就是相信真耶稣教会是唯一的真教会，跟不相信真耶稣教会是唯一的真教会。
The second example.
第二个。
Variation in the ways of keeping the Sabbath.
有各种不一样的守安息日的方式。
And the third is marrying in the Lord versus marrying outsider or Gentiles, non-TJC believers.
第三个是在主内结婚，或是在主外面跟外邦人结婚。
I think there are many questions in this question itself.
在这些问题里面，其实里面还有很多的问题。
I think I first would like to clarify there are some of the questions raised here.
所以我首先要澄清这里所问的问题。
I think from the very beginning, the church believed that the true Jesus Church is the only true church.
在这个起初开始，我们就是相信这个真耶稣教会就是唯一得救的教会。
If you ask the early workers, they will tell you that the TJC is the only true church.
如果你问早期的工人，他们就会跟你说真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
I think only recently, you know, some believers, including some workers, have allowed this idea to creep into the church.
直到最近呢，有一些信徒或者是工人才让这个问题疑问慢慢的渗透进教会里面。
That's why the church has to purge, you know, out these incorrect ideas.
这是为什么要教会要把这个不对的这个观念把它除尽。
So it's not like, you know, from the very beginning there are two sets of beliefs.
不是说当起初开始的时候就有两种不一样的信念。
We believe that only the true Jesus Church is the true church, the church that saves.
我们相信是真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会，可以拯救我们的教会。
And the mission of the true Jesus Church is to correct all the other denominations.
那真耶稣教会的使命是更正万国各个教会的信念。
I think for those who were born into the church, I think we must have been told about this before.
我想在教会长大的弟兄姐妹一定有被教导这样过。
Now, when we talk about keeping the Sabbath,
当我们谈到说守安息日的时候，
It's not like there are different ways being introduced, yeah, to the keeping of the Sabbath.
并不是说守安息日有很多不一样的形式。
I think the scriptures is very clear.
我想这个经节是讲得非常清楚。
That we need to observe the commandments.
我们一定要守诫命。
If you look at the fourth commandment,
如果我们看第四诫，
That is, we need to observe the Sabbath day.
我们要守安息日。
And this is the standard of the scriptures.
这是圣经，这个经卷的标准。
The problem with us today is that we are not able to fully comply with this standard of the scriptures.
那问题，今天我们所面对的问题是我们今天不能完全的遵守这个神交托给我们的诫命。
Because at time we are weak.
因为有时候我们觉得软弱。
That's why the church always encourages the members to keep praying, yes, and so that all of us are able to keep the commandments of God, yeah, to the full.
这为什么教会时常鼓励信徒要常常的祷告，帮助我们来完全的遵守神的诫命。
So that we can truly keep the commandments from our hearts.
所以我们真的呢，从心里面来遵守神的诫命。
It's not like saying that there are different ways of keeping the Sabbath.
不是说我们这个有不一样的方式来守安息日。
Right, it's because of our own weakness we are not able to keep the Sabbath completely.
而是因为我们的软弱，导致我们不能完全的守这个安息日的诫命。
Now the third one.
第三个。
Marrying in the Lord versus marrying Gentiles.
在主内结婚跟与外邦人结婚。
Obviously there are many reasons given.
当然这里有很多的原因。
Some of those who marrying Gentiles is like they are able to bring their spouses, the Gentile spouses, to come to believe.
当然，有一些与外邦人结婚的同龄，他可以把那不信的另外一半带到教会，让他们来信。
Therefore, they think that you know marrying Gentile probably is a good way to preach the gospel.
所以，他们不免就想说，如果跟外邦人结婚，也是一个好的方法，带他们来信主。
I just want you to read a verse from the New Testament scriptures.
我想来跟你分享一段经节。
And to see what the standard is as far as this matter is concerned.
那我们看这个圣经的标准是什么呢？
To 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
我们看哥林多前书第七章。
We turn to chapter 7.
哥林多前书第七章。
We read verse 39.
三十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 39.
哥林多前书第七章三十九节。
A wife is bound by law as long as her husband lives.But if her husband dies, she is at liberty to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord.
丈夫活着的时候，妻子是被约束的。丈夫若死了，妻子就可以自由，随意再嫁，只是要嫁这在主里面的人。
We know that to be in the Lord means, you know, in our context today, means we must be baptized first before we can be in the Lord.
在主里面这个意思，今天对我们来讲，就是要在经过接受过主宝血洗净的人。
So if the baptism is not correct, then obviously the person is not in the Lord.
那如果所接受的宝血这个洗礼是不正确的，那他当然就不是在主里面。
In other words, you know, the person must be baptized in the true Jesus Church.
换句话说，这个人一定要在真耶稣教会里面受洗。
So that is the standard.
这就是标准。
This is what the Bible says.
这是圣经里面所讲的。
Even a widow, if she desires to marry again,
如果一个寡妇想要再婚，
she has to marry in the Lord.
她必须要在主内结婚。
That's the standard.
这就是标准。
You know, sometimes, you know, because we have not fully followed the standards.
有时候因为我们没有完全遵照圣经的教训来做。
That's why we try to help those who have already married yet to bring their spouses to the church.
这是为什么我们常想要帮助那些
Gentile spouses have to come to the church.
我们想要帮助那些已经跟外邦人结婚，让他们的另一半来到教会。
It's not saying that we agree with what they have done.
这不是代表说我们认同他们做的方式是对的。
We are not in agreement with what they have done.
我们没有认同他所做的方式。
We are merely adopting a correcting measure.
我们只是为了已经做的事情不能变的说我们要怎么去挽回。
So we hope that, you know, through our preaching, through our prayers, and these people can be brought to the church.
所以借着祷告，借着传道理，希望把他们带进教会来。
Obviously, by the grace of God, some have come to the church.
当然借着神的恩典，也是有一些来到教会。
But we should not use this as an excuse, saying that we should bring Gentiles to the church, therefore we can marry to Gentiles.
那我们更不能以这个为借口说，我能带跟今天带跟外邦人结婚，我可以带他们来教会。
So when we talk about the spirit in us.
所以当我们谈到说在我们里面的灵，
Our part is to learn to submit to the Spirit, the authority of the Holy Spirit.
我们的本分是要遵守这个灵，要顺服这个灵的这个权柄。
How can we fully submit to the Spirit?
我们要如何顺服这个灵呢？
According to Paul, only when we put, you know, the members of our body to death.
保罗这么说，一定要把我们身体这个肉体的情欲致死。
And then,Only then we can fully submit to the Spirit.
那我们才能完全的顺服圣灵。
Now, if you look at some, you know, like the basic belief of the church, yeah.
如果我们看我们今天教会的这个基本信仰。
This is what God has given to the church.
这是神给我们教会的。
The patterns of sound words that He has given to the church to save.
这个神全备的福音如何让我们得救？
Today, if I willfully go against this,
如果我们今天故意去抵触、去犯这些罪。
I preach another gospel.
我传另外一个福音。
Other than the one that I received.
跟我们所接受的不一样。
I don't listen to the church.
我也不听教会的劝导。
I don't listen to any advice from anyone.
我也不听从教会任何人的规劝。
What What spirit do you think is in me?
那你想我在我里面的灵是什么样的灵呢？
Can it be the Holy Spirit?
这样的灵是圣灵吗？
It cannot be the Holy Spirit.
这不可能是圣灵的。
So, you know, the example I've given just now is different from, you know, the question raised here.
所以我刚刚给你的例子跟这个问题所问的是有点不太一样的。
Now, we look at another question.
我们再看另外一个问题。
A member was seriously ill within a short period of time, passed away without any indication of receiving the Spirit.
一个信徒身重病，在短短时间就过世了，也没有看出说他有得到圣灵。
After his passing, several members saw vision of him in white robe, light, etc., and provided comfort to family members.
当他过世以后，有好些信徒看到一个异象，看他身上穿着白袍，然后给他的家人很大的安慰。
Some have explained that God can still give Holy Spirit after death, since it is promised.
那所以有些人就解释说，神可以给那些虽然已经去世死了，还是可以给他们圣灵。
That is why he can be in heaven.
这是为什么他可以在天国。
Is this biblical, or how would you explain this?
那这样是否符合圣经的教导呢？如果不是的话，要怎么去解释？
First, I need to clarify the point here.
当然我们再次要来澄清他所问的问题。
God does not give the Holy Spirit to those who are already dead.
神绝对不会给那些已经死的人圣灵。
Now, before a person die, God will give the Spirit.
但是在一个人死去前，神可以给他圣灵。
I'm going to tell you a testimony.
我要分享跟你分享一个见证。
There was a brother, he had already passed away.
有一个已经过世的弟兄。
He did not come to the church for a long period of time.
他已经很久没有来教会了。
And obviously, you know, he did not behave properly outside the church.
当然在教会外面他也没有做一个好的基督徒。
One day God chastised him.
有一天神管教他。
So he suffered, you know, a stroke.
所以他就中风。
So he was semi-paralyzed.
所以他身体一半就全部麻痹。
瘫痪。
瘫痪。
So, you know, after that, yeah, he came to his senses.
所以那之后以后他就他就再一次的有医治。
He came to his senses.
他再一次的醒过来。
So he prayed very hard to God, asked God to forgive him.
所以他就向神很恳切的祷告，求神赦免他的罪。
He prayed for the Holy Spirit for more than 10 years. God did not give him the Holy Spirit.
他祷告了十年，但是十年神都没有给他圣灵。
You know, later on another stroke, he got another stroke, so he was completely paralyzed.
那在那之后祷告十年后，他又得到第二次的中风，那就全部瘫痪了。
He was hospitalized.
他就被送去医院。
It happened that at that time I was around.
在那时候我刚好也在那里。
So I went to the hospital to see him.
所以我去医院去看探访他。
Together with my wife.
跟我的太太一起去。
So when I entered into the intensive care unit.
所以我去那个紧急治疗室的去看他。
It's like he could not even respond, you know. And I think he just blinked his eyes, like saying that I knew you were here.
因为他已经全身瘫痪，他也不能做什么回答，他只能眨他的眼睛。
So you know, I said to my wife, I think, you know, it's pointless for us to stay here for too long. Just pray and we go.
我就说，我们不需要再留在这里太久，我们就祷告一下，我们就可以走了。
So during the prayer, I lay hand on him.
所以在我们祷告的时候，我就帮他按手。
Surprisingly, he opened his mouth and his tongue start to move.
真的很让我很惊讶，他口张开开始讲灵言。
So after the prayer, my wife was so enthusiastic. Did he receive the Holy Spirit? I said, yes, he spoke in tongues.
所以祷告完以后，传道太太就很兴奋地跟传道讲说，你有没有看到他？他还得到圣灵了。
And this proved to me that God is gracious.
所以这证明说神是慈爱的。
God can give the Spirit to someone before he dies.
神是可以让一个要临死边缘的人得到圣灵。
Now, you know, in our church, there are many people who are sick, and they come to church, and the church baptize them.
在我们教会有很多送病的人来到教会，然后教会也帮他们受洗。
Some pass away, not many days later.
那有些人是世袭过后没多久就去世。
We believe that God will give them the Holy Spirit.
那我们也相信神会给他们圣灵。
Before they died.
在他们死前。
Because this is the promise.
因为这是神的应许。
Because after baptism.
因为洗礼以后。
During this period of struggle, they were in sickness.
因为在这一段洗礼以后，这一段期间他们在挣扎。
After baptism, they were pure.
但是经过洗礼以后，他们是洁净的。
They are the children of God.
他们是神的子女。
Surely God will give them the Holy Spirit.
所以神会给他们圣灵。
This is our faith.、Yeah.
这是我们的信心。
Okay, next.
下一个。
Okay, now, True Jesus Church is the only true church, but doesn't it sound self-righteous to other churches?
啊，真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会，那这样不是听起来很自义吗？
Will godly and devout Christians who what?who did not receive the true gospel and died?
那这些近前的基督徒难道就这样没有得到福音就这样死了？难道不会被得救吗？
Can they be saved?
他会不会得救呢？
Again, yeah, we said the distinction is not drawn by us. Very clear.
这个不一样的地方并不是我们自己去定的。
Just like when you look at the Old Testament scriptures.
就像我们看这个旧约的圣经。
God redeemed His people from Egypt.
神拣选他的子民从这个埃及出来。
So in the eyes of God, they were a special treasure.
所以在神眼中，他们是很宝贝的子民。
Which was above all the people on the face of the earth.
在这个全世上是特别的被拣选的。
We read the Deuteronomy.
我们来看这个生命记。
We read chapter 7.
生命记第七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
生命记第七章
We read verse 6.
第六节
For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth.
因为你归主神，你神为圣洁的民，主神你神从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。
So the distinction is created by God.
所以这个独特性已经被神分别出来了。
It's not our own invention.
不是我们自己决定的。
Now we talk about Christians who are devout outside the True Jesus Church.
所以我们也谈到说，在我们真耶稣教会那些近前的这个基督徒。
We know that choosing is done by God.
我们知道拣选是由神来做的。
For example, in Acts chapter 16.
举例来说，在使徒行传十六章。
I want you to turn to Acts chapter 16. Yeah.
请翻开使徒行传十六章。
If you look at The journey of Paul and Silas.
我们如果看到保罗跟希拉的传道旅行
you find that the Spirit actually directed them all the way to Macedonia.
我们看到说圣灵亲自带你们到马其顿去
only to preach to what? To women at the time, some women.
只有传给那里的几个妇女
And in chapter 16, we are told that God opened the hearts of Lydia.
所以在十六章里面，我们看到神打开。吕迪亚的心
，because she was a worshipful person，
因为她是一个素来敬拜神的人。
That's why God chose him by sending his worker all the way here from you know near Jerusalem all the way to Macedonia。
所以为了要拣选他，神差遣他的工人从耶路撒冷到这个马其顿的地方来。
If my calculation is correct。
如果我计算的没有错的话
I think the journey, the distance is about 300 kilometers.
这一段的旅行差不多有300公里 的距离。
You find that, you know, if God wants to choose a person, it's not a problem.
我们发现说如果神要拣选一个人是没有问题的。
The choosing is with God.
没有困难的，这是拣选是在于神的。
We don't have to worry for God.
我们不要替神为神来担忧。
What we have to do is to do our best.To preach the gospel.
我们所需要做的就是尽我们能力来传福音。
Today, what we need to ask is, have we done our best?
今天我们所要问的说，我们是否有尽了力来传这个福音呢？
If we have done our best, then we leave the rest to God.
如果我们已经尽了力而力，那其余的就是由神来做了。
The next question.
那下一个问题。
Can we say definitely, since there is no other church with true Holy Spirit other than TJC?That no one else apart from TJC can have a chance to be saved.
我们是否可以斩钉截铁的说，如果 其他的教会除了真耶稣教会有圣灵以外，其他都没有，那是不是说他们都没有机会可以得救的呢？
I think we need to reword the questions.
我们需要把这个问题再重新再组合一次。
I don't think the question is very right.
这个问题有点不是很有逻辑的。
You know that there's only one church?
我们知道只有一个教会。
Jesus has only established one church.
主耶稣只有设立一个教会。
And he has given his spirit to this one church that he has established.
他也把他灵给这个一个他所设立的教会。
This is the work of God.
这是神的作为。
No one can question and challenge the word, the work of God.
没有人可以挑战问神这句话。
If God has established a body,
如果神已经把这个身体设立了，
does it mean that those who are not in the body they cannot be saved?
是否那如果不是在身体里面，是不是就不能得救了呢？
I want you to read the Micah, yeah.
我们来看弥迦书。
Micah chapter 4.
弥迦书第四章。
Here it talks about the establishment of the highest mountain.
这里讲到说末后最高的山。
Now read verse 1, yeah.
我们看第一节。
Now after the establishment of this church of God.
看到说这个神的教会被设立，
and all the people shall flow to it.
这里讲说万民都要流归这山。
God has established a church.
神设立了教会，
so that people of the world can come to this church.
所以这个世界的万民能流归来到这个教会。
Today, if I am a non-believer,
今天如果我是一个不信的，
I have heard about the teaching of the true Jesus Church.
我听到了真耶稣教会的教导。
But I refuse to come.
那我拒绝 来到这个教会。
Can I say that the TJC is being exclusive?
我可以说这个真耶稣教会是排外的吗？
No.
当然不行。
Because I chose not to go to TJC.
因为我自己选择不要去这个真耶稣教会。
This is the church of God.
这是神的教会。
And if I choose not to go,
如果我选择不要去，
then I have to bear the consequence of my choice.
那就要为我自己做的选择来负担这个责任。
Okay.Go to the next question.
下一个。
Okay, we turn to.Question 21.
我们再看下一个问题。
What does Acts 19, verse 6 mean? The word prophesies mean?
这个使徒行传十九章六节的这个预言是什么意思呢？
Why did Saul also prophesy when he received the Holy Spirit?
为什么保罗得到圣灵也讲预言呢？
We know that prophesying in the New Testament refers to what? Preaching.
在新约里面说预言是代表说要传道，
讲道。Now, here it says that after the believers have received the Spirit, they spoke in tongues.
所以这里讲到说，当这些信徒得到圣灵以后，他们就开始说预言，说灵言，说方言。
And prophesied.
然后说预言。
Two things here.
这有做两件事。
They received the Spirit, which is evidenced by tongue speaking.
他们受了圣灵，可以我们他的证明的明证就是他们有说方言。
And then they prophesied.
然后他们又说预言。
There's no contradiction to the evidence of receiving of the Holy Spirit.
所以这里没有互相矛盾的地方，这跟说得圣灵要以说方言为明证没有什么矛盾。
We need to always go back to Acts chapter 2 because there is the patterns.、Yeah?
所以我们要
the blueprints of receiving the Spirit.
如果我们有对任何受圣灵有什么疑问，我们总要回到使徒行传第二章，因为他给我们一个正确的模式。
That's why Peter, when he went to Cornelius's house,
所以当彼得到哥尼流的家里的时候，
while he was still talking, the people received the Spirit.
当他还在讲道的时候，那些人就得到圣灵。
What does the Bible say?
那圣灵怎么说呢？圣灵怎么说呢？
Those who accompanying him said that they heard them speak.With tongues,
那些跟他在一起的人说，听到他们都说灵言。
And then Peter said, "Yet they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have."
他们得到圣灵就跟我们一样。
On the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit came,
所以当在五旬节的时候，他们当圣灵降临的时候
，The Bible says they were given this utterance.
他们就可以说出这种话来。
They spoke with tongues.
他们就讲灵言。
That is the initial evidence.
这就是最初的这个明证。
And we know that there is only one evidence of receiving the Spirit.
所以得到圣灵的一个明证确据就是一个而已。
So the ability to love, the ability to keep the commandments, and the ability to prophesying is not or are not the evidences of receiving the Spirit.
所以能说预言，能说有这种美德或能够爱人，这不是代表得到圣灵的明证确据。
The evidence is what? It's speaking in tongues.
唯一的确据就是说要说方言，说灵言。
That's why John said, "In that day you will know."
所以约翰这么说，说在那日你必明白。
We turn to John.
我们翻开约翰福音。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章
John chapter 14
约翰福音十四章
we read verse 20
十四章二十节
14 verse 20
十四章二十节
At that day you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you
到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
Now just pay careful attention to the last part.
我们特别注意最后一段。
You in me,
你们在我里面
，and I in you,
我也在你们里面。
How can the disciple be in Christ?
那门徒如何在主里面呢
？We know it's through baptism.
当然是从这个洗礼来的。
How can we be in God?
那我们如何能在神里面呢
？When we are baptized.
当我们接受洗礼以后
，How can God be in us?
那神如何在我们里面呢
？When we receive the Holy Spirit.
当我们得到圣灵。
Now we turn to 1 John.
我们来看约翰一书。
1 John.
约翰一书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
We read verse 24.
二十四节。
Now he who keep his commandments abides in him and he in him, mean Jesus in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面，所以我们知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。这个他就是指的主耶稣。
Is John saying that those who keep the commandments they have received the Holy Spirit.
那约翰是不是只说那些遵守神命令就已经得到圣灵了呢
？No,
不是的。
That is not his point.
这不是他所讲的重点。
Now, what is he saying?
那他在说什么呢
？Now, if you look at the second part, yeah,
如果我们看第二段
，By this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us.
所以我们知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
We know that Jesus is in us because of the Spirit that we have received.
我们知道主耶稣在我们里面，是因为我们得到了圣灵。
If we have the Holy Spirit,
如果我们有圣灵
，so we should what keep the commandments of God.
那我们就当然要遵守神的诫命。
This is the manifestation of having received the Holy Spirit.
这是一个得到圣灵的一个表现。
Right now we read chapter 4.
我们再看第四章。
Chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
We read verse 12 and verse 13.
十二节跟十三节。
First John.Chapter 4, verse 12 and verse 13. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit.
从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
How do we know that we are in Christ and Christ in us?
我们怎么知道说我们在主里面，主在我们里面呢
？By the giving of the Spirit to us.
借着他所赐给我们的圣灵。
It's not like you know, if I'm able to love, therefore the Spirit is in me. No.
不是因为我今天的可以爱，那神的灵就在我里面。
If you have the Holy Spirit, if we have the Holy Spirit,
如果你有圣灵，如果我们有圣灵
，we should rely on the Spirit to love.
我们就要靠着圣灵来爱。
Right. I've finished most of the questions. Hallelujah.
我回答了大部分的问题。
So it's time to go. We have finished answering all the questions.
我们已经回答应该要回答的问题了。
I think some of the questions are not very suitable to answer here.
有些问题并不适合在这里回答。
Okay.
这样可以吗？
Thank you for your patience.
谢谢大家的耐心。
Okay, we pray.
我们的祷告结束。